Shalom, saints. Receive greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope that all is well with you, wherever you are. We really appreciate God for the new day, for the victory, for the love, and for the power, and for the mercy, and the favor that is lifting men. Thank you so much for your prayers. We shall continue with our series today. We were talking about writing upon the Word of God. Our sharing today is coming from the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 24 to 26. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 24 to 26. I will read in the name of Jesus. Then she settled an ass and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward. Slack not your writing for me, except I bite you. So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray you, to meet her, and say to her, 'Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child?'" And she answered, "It is well." Okay. We shall continue with our series today about writing upon the Word of God. Today we are looking at the Shunammite woman. This woman, Shunammite woman, was representing the bride of Jesus. She was a very committed woman. She was staying in the time when things were so hard, like our time. But God gave her favor and grace to understand the ministry of Elisha. Also in our time, the Lord has given us favor and also mercy and grace to understand the ministry of the fivefold ministry and also the ministry of Malachi chapter 4. And this woman was connected to Elisha. We are also connected to the ministry of the Lord Jesus. And something happened to her. And she, you remember what happened to her. Her only son died. The only son represented the good things that the Lord has given you. And many times those things, something has happened to you, your good things that the Lord has given you. And that things died. Sometimes it happens, our prayer life sometimes go down. Our finances sometimes go down. Our patience sometimes go down. Our understanding sometimes go down. But the Lord always raises the standard in order for us to move forward. So the Lord raised the standard by providing a donkey to this woman. For many years, the donkey was just there dormant. It was not put into use. But when the only son died, the woman decided to move. And the only way of movement, the only way for that woman to move, was to ride the donkey. But now for this woman, she did not have the ability to lead the donkey by her own power. There was a servant of that woman who was there to assist her in order to direct the donkey that was carrying this woman. The journey was long, and the servant was faithful, and the servant decided and told the woman, "I'm at your service." The servant of that woman was representing the ministry which is assisting the bride to move from one level to another, from glory to glory. The servant understood the donkey better than that woman. Also, the ministry brings the understanding of God's word to God's children, so that the level of understanding will be raised up. So the woman climbed on the donkey, and the servant was now assisting the woman to direct the donkey and to increase the speed of the donkey. Even today, the power of the Holy Spirit is increasing the speed of grace upon us the spirit of favor, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of love. Don't remain in the same level. This is the time for you to increase your speed. Increase the speed of fellowship as the first judge. When they were meeting daily, they were increasing the speed of fellowship. So the servant of that woman increased the speed. And when the donkey was increasing the speed, the promises of God upon that woman was becoming positive. And finally, the woman reached to her destiny. And her destiny was Elisha. Also, our destiny is the Lord Jesus. And when Elisha saw that woman, she asked the servant to ask her if all is well with her husband or all is well with her son or all is well with her household. And the woman gave positive confession and she said, all is well. Also in our time, there is a lot of challenges in our life. There is challenges in finances, challenges in marital status, challenges in relationship, challenges in the ministry, challenges in various kinds of levels of life. But when you are facing these challenges, be positive and say all is well. And that is what you will receive. So the woman was positive that all is well, but back at home, her only son was dead. Also, there is a lot of things that is happening around the children of God, and many of them, instead of saying all is well, they are busy complaining and also murmuring that why is it things are not going the way that I want. So the donkey assisted the woman to move her from one glory to another, from one stage to another. The donkey enabled the woman to overcome every obstacle, every hills, every valley, every discomfort on the way. She was sitting on the back of the donkey. Also allow the word of the Lord to perfect you, to lift you, to empower you, to mold you, to give you power and understanding so that you can grow from one stage to another. And it was very, very easy for that woman to move, and the Lord was on his side, on her side. Also this morning, the Lord is on our side, and the Lord is assisting us, and the Lord is with us. We shall reach our destiny by the power that raised Christ from the grave. The same power that was assisting the woman in the form of the donkey, the same power is with us. It will lift you and comfort you. When things are hard, the impossible will become possible. May the Lord bless us all as we continue our sharing tomorrow. Thank you so much. May God bless us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.